I believe. Go ahead, Kilo 4, Whiskey, Charlie, Lima, K4, WCL. John here.
Hey, JKT, Eric here. Just headed up 85. Want to see who's around. How are you doing today?
I am in Coney County, Westminster, to be exact. I've talked to you before. Don't you get off work about this time of day?
Recognize your call sign. I think we did talk a few weeks ago, but yeah, I got out of the office about a half hour ago, and now I'm up to where I can hear the repeater real well. I had one more real quick call to make, so yeah, just headed home for the day.
We are en route from our house in the Atlanta suburbs back up to upstate South Carolina. We spent about 5 days there, and I've had enough of traffic. Ready to go back to God's country.
In Atlanta, your place is?
Well, it's northeast. Little town, well, it used to be a little town called Cumming. It's on the west side of Lake Lanier. If I recall, you lived in metro Atlanta for a spell, didn't you?
I went to a school at Georgia Tech down there, so I'm very familiar with Cumming. There's actually a an EMT test lab in Cumming that we used to use in my last job called ACS, and that was a frequent trip. But yeah, I've been through Cumming a few times, and yes, it used to be small, and now I wouldn't be caught dead trying to drive through it.
It changed. My wife lived there since like mid-80s, and I moved there in 97. My wife was my next-door neighbor at the time. And that's another story, but anyway. And it was still, even in 97, it was still fairly rural. Not quite as rural than it was when she moved there. And, yeah, in the last 20, almost 30 years, it's like any other metro Atlanta suburb. It's crowded. It's crazy. Somebody told me the county population was up to 400,000 people. I don't know how true that is, but it's grown a lot. It was about 80,000 people when I moved there.
You know, even where I am in Shelby, I moved to Shelby in 2022, and just in the last 4 years, I think the population has gone up about 50%. Because people are fleeing Charlotte in droves looking for cheaper places to live. And so Shelby has been growing like crazy. And, of course, you know, we're very convenient to Greenville and Charlotte and Asheville. So there are a lot of commuters who are kind of moving into our area to escape the high, you know, the high cost of living in those cities. So, you know, Shelby is not far behind. I think we're, you know, we're already getting really crowded, and they're building houses everywhere they can find to build them. So, you know, we're in for some rapid growth ourselves.
Is Shelby considered a suburb of Atlanta? Or not Atlanta, Charlotte. So, okay. How far is Shelby from Charlotte? I hate to say it, I've been a ham almost 30 years, and I've never been to that ham fest up there.
I went to Charlotte last night for a show, and it took us about 45 minutes to get downtown from Shelby, so it's not too bad, but of course there was no traffic at the time because it was Sunday night. We went and saw The Outsiders at the Blumenthal Center. It was a great show. But yeah, it's a good ham fest. It's huge, and it's a lot of fun. I go not to buy or sell anything, but just to go around and check out what people have and have some good food, because they usually have some pretty good food trucks there, and just, you know, have a fun time, you know, living a couple miles away. It's easy for me to drag my camper over there, too, and just have a nice air-conditioned place to hang out in between making the rounds.
Yeah, to do it. I know several people that bring their campers to Ham Fest, especially if it's a two-dayer, like the Stone Mountain Ham Fest. People hang out overnight. I'm kind of like you. Well, I haven't gone to a Ham Fest in a while, but I like going just to see people I hadn't seen in a while, and I like looking at all the old radios. You know, in a way, the internet kind of killed Ham Fest. You know, back in the day before you had all the online places where you could buy used equipment, and, you know, the vendors didn't have websites. You know, a Ham Fest was a big deal. But nowadays, now that I'm retired, I think I am going to get Shelby on the short list.
What I have about it is that they do it on Labor Day weekend, so, you know, it's a big travel vacation weekend for a lot of people, so a lot of people just aren't going to go. I think if they moved it to another weekend, they could probably get more attendance, but I think it's their tradition to have it on Labor Day weekend, and I don't think they have any plans to move it, so I guess, it's, you know, you take the good with the bad, I guess, but it's still a good ham fest, and I think it's worth the trip.
The weekend is a problem for me because my anniversary, my wife and I got married, I guess, the day before Labor Day in 2001, and yeah, it's always our anniversary weekend, so that's another reason why I've never been. My wife, who is a ham, has gone to Hamfest with me, but not in a long time. She's finally decided that, hey, you go and you have fun, and I'm going to sleep till 11 o'clock.
That sounds like a great anniversary activity for you guys, so yeah, that does make it a little harder, but my wife and I got married on Groundhog Day, so we have a little bit of fun with it, but you know, there are no big Hamfests on Groundhog Day, so that's good.
Anniversary to you, I think that little critter stuck his head out about a week ago.
So we get 6 more weeks this year, and but you know, it's going to be 70s down here tomorrow, so I'll take that. I'm actually taking a vacation day from work tomorrow just because it's going to be so nice. I'm in the process of moving house, so I got to take down all my antennas and, you know, take all my coax out of the house and everything and unroute everything, so it'll be a busy day tomorrow, but I'll open up all the windows and have a nice day with it.
That answer. Make a left-hand turn here on the Highway 11. I don't know how much longer. You know, the closer I get to this repeater, the worse I get into it. Highway 11 is not a good road for this repeater. But if I'm further away, I do okay. But, well, good luck with your antenna project tomorrow. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I may have to open up all the windows and get the stagnated winter air out of the house. And, you know, we've had a pretty tough winter this year. I'm looking forward to spring. I'm the kind of guy, I love to see a southern snowfall. I grew up in the Northeast. I'm very familiar with snow. I lived in Buffalo, New York for 5 years. I'm very familiar with snow. I like to see a snow in the south, because usually it's like here today, and 2 days later, there's no trace of it, but man, we've had a rough couple weeks.
Yep, you know, I'm used to it too. I grew up in upstate New York on the other side, in the Catskills, and yeah, we definitely had snow, but you know, once it snowed, you had it until May. But it is nice to get a big, I think in Shelby we got 9.5 inches, and it was gone in a couple of days, so, you know, even with the 9-inch snow, you know, it was gone quick, and we're pretty much back to normal. So, yeah, I mean, it's been fine, but anyway, I got to make a couple of phone calls for work, so I'm going to sign with you, and hope you have a good day. Drive safe on the rest of your trip, and maybe, John, we'll check you later. This is WTUJKT. I'll be clear on your final.
Nice to chat with you again. I was just going to ask you real quick, where are the Catskills that you grow up?
That was about halfway between New York City and Albany.
I'm on Route 17 quite a bit between New York City and Buffalo. They've got different roads now. They've made it a much easier trip, but just curious when you make that last question. Have you ever eaten at the world famous Roscoe Diner?
I got to sign with you, John. I got to call my boss here real quick. So have a great day, man, and I'll catch you a little bit down the log. This is W2JKT. I'll be clear.
Sorry about holding you up there. 73 K4WCL.